Everything you do says one of three things about you.
Okay. I know the picture is misleading. This article is not about food. Honest.
I know, the title of this article is terrifying. We are all afraid to be found out, or to find out that what we are doing, how we live is somehow wrong. Or alternatively, we arrogantly think that we can do no wrong, that we are always right, and the whole world should come and adore us. Both are very low vibration. The reality is that nothing is wrong in reality. And yet, every action you take says that it is one of three options. When you look at life as a path, every action can suddenly have a significance, depending on what path you consider. Path to success? Path to significance? Path to growth? Path to fulfillment? Path to become what you can become? Why am I not listing here, path to happiness? Because happiness is a side product, just like love is a side product. If and when you go directly for them, love or happiness, you end up like the opioid user, alternating between bliss and sickness. Chasing your tail. Getting away from both. And as a side note, the same is true about raising your vibration. The internet is full of advice on how to do it, and all of it is wrong. We could argue about this forever. For now, just please consider, if you consider life the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of love, or even relationship, or raising your vibration, you'll be sorely disappointed, and honestly, unhappy, and unsuccessful. Everything you want needs to happen inside a larger context for it to be attainable. Okay, hopefully the people who are small-minded, rigid, and can't see the significance of working inside a context, and get the goodies they want as a side effect, are leaving this article. So in a second we will be just among ourselves, and we can have a serious look at our life path. The three options, when you choose your path, are about actions. Your actions. Every action you take, big or small. The three options are. 1. This action takes me closer to where I want to be on my path. 2. This action takes me backward on my path, takes me away from where I want to be. 3. This action is not even near my path. It actually takes me away from my path. Yours truly is taking training courses. And yesterday, me and some 30 other business owners, mostly coaches and consultants in this particular programs, were asked to do some pen and paper work, write two lists. List 1, what am I paid to do? A list of the tasks that earn me a living, that I do to serve my customers, that earn me money, significance, fulfillment, and success in the business I am in. A list of the tasks, in terms of the path, that take me closer to where I want to be on my path. This is the actions that you can see that are on the path, and forward you. Make you more successful, more significant, make you grow, give you fulfillment either now or in the future, help you become all you can become. When I look, that is quite a short list. List 2, what do you actually do? And instead of going into your memory, or lying about it, the best way to answer that question is to make a list in the next 3 days, carefully and honestly documenting what you actually do. So this morning, in the past 50 minutes I did. Went to the bathroom. Threw on some clothes. Made myself tea. Greater than checked my schedule for today. Answered some emails. Updated some software that was nagging me. Greater than read my notes from yesterday's training. Greater than started writing this article. The last two actions, potentially, forward me on the path. The first three, although necessary, do nothing in this regard. Checking my schedule, what I plan to do today is, if done right, keeps me on the path, and answering emails, and updating software, are in the gray area. Now, if you saw the 3-day long list, it will have hundreds of items, mostly things I did that don't do anything with the path. And I guess quite a few things that will take me away from my path. This is not about making you a little soldier, this is about making the invisible visible, how much effort you actually put into becoming who you want to become, so you can experience what you want to experience, success, significance, growth, fulfillment, and the side effects of happiness, and maybe even love. Self-love. Do you think if you had self-love you would do more actions on the path, and less actions that produce nothing? It's 20 minutes later, and I have made another cup of tea, measured if my water in the big container is coherent, and it is. So I decanted it into 6 polar pitchers,
set the timer to 20 minutes and turn on the filtered water tap to refill the container. By the way, 6 polar pitchers takes about half of my 5-gallon container, so when in 20 minutes the container becomes full again, if and when I muscle test its vibration, it will be 500. This is the secret of me having to energize it only 2 days. Not 6 to 7 like my clients and students. I don't empty the container. One more important and educational info about the water: of all the participants who ever have been in the Water Energizer Challenge, only one has a consistently 30% cell hydration. Why? Because he learned a muscle test and he is using it to check if his water is fully charged. Hundreds of people have bought the muscle testing course. And except for a very few, no one trusts themselves enough to actually trust themselves in their muscle testing. Why? It comes back to self-love again. If you think you are full of BS, will you trust yourself? Hell no, right? I have a student who, every time we meet on a webinar, asks me to check if she is connecting. When you are connected, it should be obvious to you. If I put a tangerine on your tangerine spot, can you tell it's there? I would think so, unless you can't feel. And then Houston, we have a problem. If you can feel your tangerine spot without the tangerine, then you are connected. It is as simple as that. I used to recommend that people buy a yarmulke, a Jewish skull cap. That covers exactly the tangerine spot. The yarmulke tends to want to fall off. And every time you check, you connect whether you want it or not. Was that the intention when it was made compulsory for religious Jews? I think so. But then again, some ultra-Orthodox sects wear a whole hat. They have been disconnected forever. They are connected to their tree of knowledge, rules and ideas, but not source. Would you love yourself more if you actually learned to do the things you pay good money to learn? Hell yeah, right? In the Love Yourself workshop, I start teaching what it takes to love yourself. Interestingly, the person who doesn't need me to muscle test his water, he can do it for himself, thank you very much, was in that course. Not an accident. He was in that course and actually made it his own, to the degree he did. I am planning to add 1, maybe 2 live workshops to the Love Yourself recorded workshop to create a path, methodology, and some success for people who participate. But you first have to complete the recorded workshop. I gathered 5 people and it is different as people can be. So you'll find that you can identify with at least one of the people there. The live sessions are an add-on. The base course you can access on the desktop and on the mobile app. Meaning on your smartphone. Get the Love Yourself workshop, go to www.yourvibration.com/1/loveyourself.